Okay, well, game week number two, so we're excited about the matchup with Stanford. We're able to kind of get the film. We have meetings and practice today, so we will look at the film and see any mistakes that were made that we need to correct. Get that done today, too, but I'm pretty sure everybody's watched the film on their own, but it'll be good for us to get together after having the day off, get together and do it as a staff with our players. Felt really good about the overall performance. I think if you guys heard me say that before, now after watching the film, I feel even better seeing it. Obviously, there's still some errors out there, but those are very fixable. So we'll get through that. Just about the game, again, the biggest highlight for me as a head coach and for our program was the fans. We keep talking about it. I keep hearing the players talk about it in the locker room after the game, and even today you can hear the buzz going around about how amazing our fans were. So, I mean, school's not even session yet, and our the Rock was amazing, and so seeing the student section and all the fans and everybody supporting, and they were loud too. So that was really impressive, man. To have that type of atmosphere in since 2009, I was told. So that's super special. So I just want to let the fans know how much we love and appreciate them. And man, they have been big time since I remember being part of the fan base when I was a little boy. It's nice to see them out doing their things and making noise for us. Matchup with Stanford this week. They had the game against Hawaii in week zero, and then they had last week, they had a bye. So they've had a couple of weeks now to prepare for. They will have a couple of weeks to prepare for us. I think the benefit I've said before is that we have all our staff, our coaches back for another year. The negative part of that is that everything you saw in film from last year, the same guys that are calling the shots right now on offense, defense, and special teams. So they have a lot of film to look at and can kind of, have been prepping for while we were getting ready for our first game. They've been prepping for us. So they have a really good system. I mean, obviously, Frank Reich's leading the way as head coach. And if you look at the staff, they have a really good coaching staff. Good talent on their team, and all you have to do is look at the guys that we got from there. I mean, we got Bear and Tiger, and they came from there. I think they were put in a really difficult situation as a program, and I think Andrew Luck and Frank Reich are doing everything they can to make it right and make sure that they can do what they can for the outgoing seniors and get that program going. So we know we're going to get their best shot. I say it every week. We just need to make sure that we give them our best shot too, but we have a lot of respect and we know that they're in a difficult situation, so we know that they're going to come ready to roll. We're looking forward to being at home again, and this time later kickoff, so kind of what we're used to, so it's going to be nice and dark by the time we take the field. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know that the fans will be ready to roll and it'll make a lot of noise, but looking forward to the game, looking forward to the matchup. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to the prep today and going on this week. So what questions do you guys have for me?
We're going to start with John Coon.
Lenny, Bear only got a half because of the way the game progressed. But during his first half, he almost 50% of his passes ended up being touchdowns. He seemed like he was making the right reads and pretty efficient overall and how he approached things in the passing game. Did he kind of meet that what you expected from him in his first collegiate start?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was really pleased with the way he took the field, and obviously it was a little bit of a slow start that we wanted to convert and everything, but we had to punt, on the first drive. That's okay. It's part of the game. But I thought he was able to settle down and get used to the environment. I mean, it's a crazy environment for anyone to go into, especially for a true freshman. So I just want him to get used to all of it. And I think once we start hitting the second drive and going through the rest of the game, you can see he started to get a lot more comfortable. And so, It was really good. I liked the performance that he had, and you know, the question was whether we keep him going into the second half or not, and we felt like he accomplished enough for what we wanted in the first half, and that's why we held. I mean, at halftime, we decided to hold out all the ones and took him off the field in all the phases except for, I think, PAT field goals where we only kept our ones in there.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Kalani, Jay Catch, KSL Sports Zone. I just wanted to ask you, what are your memories of the last time you guys played Stanford out there? It was a season finale and at the end of David Shaw's tenure there. Is there any carryover from that you expect going into this one?
Well, I think they have the upper hand in anything that they want to do. We have one game to look at. We can look at his, I mean, it's one of those moments where I trust Jay Hill and A-Rod and K-Pop. It's going to be a little bit getting overprepared. I think we have to look at everything and try to get them ready for everything. There's some new things that happened. I mean, it happened in this game against Portland State. We weren't expecting some of the formations and some of the personnel sets that Coach Barnum gave us. And, you know, we it took a while for the first series for us to adjust to it. But once the defense adjusted to it, I think everything was going to be fine, and we had that in control. So we kind of expect that a little bit in this game. They're really – I mean, they're quality coaches. Those guys know how to get a team ready, and then there's good talent on that team. I mean, that's – like I said, we recognize them. We recruited a bunch of those guys too, so – you know, that they're going to be ready to go, and they have a week of rest and a week of preparation for us. So we've got to make sure that we're on top of our game when it comes to getting ready for this one.
You feel like you need to warn your guys that things may have come so easy against Portland State to not expect that same thing against a program like Stanford?
No, that's part of our values, is stay humble, stay hungry. So it was a lot of fun. They got to enjoy it Saturday night. Go to church. Be humble. They did that yesterday. Come to school and come to the facility. Get humbled even more. We're going to find out and show you what you did wrong, and then we're going to be really picky about it because that's what we want to do. So that's I think you got to get back to work. We just got to get to work. So today's going to be a good work day for us, and we want to praise them for what they did well. But man, we got to. We've been around a long time now, so we've got to get ready to roll.
All right, next question will be from Jay Drew.
Kalani, back in the day, Stanford and BYU were pretty good recruiting rivals. You went after a lot of the same kids. Is that still kind of the same, or with their kind of in a different conference now and what's happened to them, has that changed much at all, or do you still recruit the same type of kids?
Yeah, I think the recruiting is always going to be that's all these tough programs they recruit against. Stanford's one of them, so you know they have a really good system in place there with education and what they have with the football program, and you know so the standard they have is still there. I mean, we're always going to have to recruit against everybody, especially in the West Side, and you know that's. They're an academic institution that higher learning, and so it's really difficult to get in school there. So we have a lot of common ground when it comes to getting guys that can be accepted into BYU too. So we're going to battle them always. I don't think that's ever going to change.
Then I just wanted to ask you about Gennaro, and you mentioned the continuity. How important was it to keep him on staff and to promote him and give him a bigger role with the defense?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, he's been my guy from day one, so he's been here the entire time, and I appreciate him, you know, staying with us, and he's had many opportunities to leave, and so, you know, being a former player himself, I mean, I think we're teammates, so you know, I'll use anything I can to keep my guys around, but I'm really thankful that for him and for his wife Brittany and for their kids that want to be here, be part of this program. It's an honor for me to be his friend and to be working with him. And I love the way he handles our corner room. Also the way he helps our defense and schemes. I mean, he and Jay have a great connection. I think you're seeing the fruits of all their labor, man. And he's picked up such an amazing experience along the way. So I can't say enough. I can't say too much. I mean, I get to go on and on about him, but I love the guy, and he was a great corner when he played too, so that helps.
All right, next question will be from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, how important are these non-conference P4 versus P4 matchups, not only for your program, but the Big 12 as a whole?
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep it as simple as possible that we want to play at our best. I said regardless of the opponent, mentioned it last week, that we want to be at our best. I thought we were really close to it last week, and then I hope we can get even closer this week. That's what it comes down to. So our job is to be the best that we can, and whatever happens from that, I think it'll be a positive if we can do that. But let's just focus on one thing first.
Wanted to ask you, too, about Logan Latui. What is Logan and his progression? I think it's fourth year in the program. Where has he grown the most to where he's now your number one OE?
Yeah, I mean, he's got tons of experience. He's been through some adversity. He's one of our veteran guys. So he served with us as a co-captain for a couple of years now. And so he's a mainstay in the program. He understands and knows Jay's defense, which is right in alignment with what I like. So, Logan's done an amazing job, and love the way he leads his team. And you look at the way he celebrates when the other ends are in on the field and the other outside backers. That's what Logan's all about. That's what you want as an example of a teammate, and I'm glad that he's a big brother of our team.
All right, next question will be from Sean Walker.
Hey, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a couple of years ago, LJ Martin was one of those kids that you were recruiting against Stanford for, among other programs. A lot of programs wanted him, obviously. What do you remember about that tailback from El Paso when you were recruiting him, and what's kind of the number one way that you feel like he's grown in the last couple of years?
Well, I can't take credit for recruiting him. That was Harvey Unga and A-Rod and Fessy and the entire staff, so... The offensive staff liked him. I mean, we recruited him, and he committed to Stanford pretty early. When we had an opportunity to keep recruiting him, we knew that he aligned with what we wanted from a player on the field and off the field. We know he's a really spiritual person, and that he's a disciple and follower of Christ. And so that was an easy way for us to talk to him. And then when he came out on his visit, he and his family, they just loved the environment, the atmosphere, the academic part of our university, and the social part fits it right who he is. So then to combine that with the football part, we like to hand the ball off to big backs that can rumble. So it works everything out. So we were just happy that he's here with us, and he's coming into his own. He's a captain. He's a leader for our team, and he just seemed like yesterday that he was a true freshman. Getting reps and getting starting reps, and now he's a veteran. So it's time moves by really quickly, but I'm thankful that he's on our team and that he's a captain for us.
Next question from Jake Hatch.
Lonnie, Saturday we didn't see Reggie Frischknecht or Tate Nakua play, I don't think, a wide receiver, but did the results of the game show you that you have what you feel like is adequate depth of that wide receiver position, even without some of your key backups?
Yeah, and the guys that you didn't see, I know we played a lot of different people on the field in all three phases. There's guys that are still working on health and getting back. I mean, that's the majority of all the guys that you didn't see, that's the main reason. So, and it's nothing that's going to keep them out long term, but we're hoping to get them back as soon as possible. But I do like the fact that we can play with. I mean, it was really good to see the backups come in and get twos and threes and fours, get reps, and not just get reps, but actually have success on the field. And then I was just really excited about the energy that we got from the fans that were still there. And the majority of them, and then the energy that we got from the players on the sidelines. I mean, normally during those times, you see guys lose a little bit of interest in the game, but our ones were all in it, and they're the biggest cheerleaders of it all. And man, that's something special, and that's something that those guys do naturally on their own.
I also wanted to ask you about the performance of your linebackers, guys like Jack Kelly, Isaiah Glasker. Have they picked up kind of where they left off, or have they leveled up in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, the we'll have to wait and see, but I think there's not a lot of mistakes that they're making on defense. So they're really primed right now, and they've been in this defense for a long time. They have ideas, and they communicate to the front how it goes, and then they communicate to us on the sideline what they think could really work. It just, you know, I feel bad for all those guys because they only played a half, so they're not going to get a lot of stats, but that's okay. I don't think these guys care about stats as much as they care about seeing their teammates get out there and have success and play at a high level. I mean, I think the ones gave up, what did they give up, Kenny, Brett, yard-wise? Like 44 yards? Yeah, so the ones gave up 44 yards, and the twos, threes, and fours only gave up 7 on defense. So that's a good sign.
All right, our last question will be from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, in the past, in these sort of weeks, you always kind of, before a bye week, you frame it as empty the tank type game. Is that the same mentality in a, you know, early season game before a bye?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know that the bye is coming up, so we know what we can push ourselves to. Everything's deliberate. So as we work towards that, we have a plan for today, a plan for tomorrow, and a plan leading up to the game on Saturday. I think the more important thing is, how do we respond, and what do we do on Monday following the game? So, but until that comes, I'm not going to worry about that. I think we've got to trust the process that we worked with. We've been in this situation. I mean, we've planned this since January and February. So I think we're in a really good spot. We even planned how we were going to do this first game, and I thought the guys looked really good in the first game. I mean, for what we saw, the ones in the first half and then the reserves in the second half, it was nice to see the guys moving around. I thought all the work that and the prep that we went into this physically worked out. So let's just trust it again this week, and then we'll get to next week and worry about that later.